And when I'm home, I'll hold you like I'm supposed to. Yet I know that I have never told you, darling, we could fall in love 'neath the hills of Abel. Never been to the hills of Aberfeldy. Never been anywhere in Scotland apart from Edinburgh for work. You know, it's ridiculous, really. My favourite place on the planet is New Zealand. And much of Scotland is like South Island, New Zealand. Mountainous, nothing but sheep, you know. You got the Cairngorms, the Ben Nevis, mountains, lakes, national parks. They're all on my doorstep. I don't know about you and where you live. You know, if it's right there in front of you, do you want to go and see it? Nah, fuck that. I've had periods of my life when I've been obsessed with travelling, and I've travelled the world, and now I'm planning maybe going to Brazil and back to America. But how can I afford everything? You know, cost of living. What happens if I can't get away? What can you do? Well, I live in London, a city that the majority of the world would like to come and explore. Have I explored London? Have I? Fuck. London? Shithole. I mean, some bits are nice. I don't want to explore them. Boring. I'd rather spend a fortune going to Istanbul, but I have no real idea whether it's beautiful or interesting. It's just not the place that I live. And that's the key, isn't it? Getting away, getting away. The holiday is an escape. It's an escape for the mind, isn't it? It's an escape from the monotony of life. Why would I want to go to a place where people look like me, talk like me, and moan like me, and worse still, recognize me? Take me somebody where... I've stumbled at the ridiculousness of this. Take me somewhere where no one recognizes me, where no one knows my name. That's all I get in London, Nathan. Nathan Cassidy. Take me where somebody doesn't know my name. And I can't understand them, and they can't understand me. And I end up, as I did in China, ordering from the menu, duck's face. I could climb the beautiful hills of Aberfeldy, couldn't I? I'd get back to the guest house and they'd say, did you have a nice walk? And I'd say, yes, thank you. And they'd say, would you like a drink? And I'd say, yes, please. And they'd say, tea or coffee? And I'd go, oh, no, I don't want that. And they'd say, how about some food? We have some Scotch broth on tonight. And I'd say, what? Like I had all the time as a kid. Stop fucking talking to me in my language. Offering me drinks I've been offered all my life, tea and coffee. I need an escape. Life is so fucking monotonous. I need an escape. Give me anything different, please. Please surprise me. And that is how I feel when I listen to Ed Sheeran's latest album. That's a joke, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Occasionally, in this life, we need a glass of sangria, some patatas bravas, and a Bangkok ping pong show. We all need a proper holiday.